No, I've got a lot of those.
Pretty
good. Okay. All right. I'll try to manage. Although I tend to. That'd be better. Good morning. Nice to see you. What's this? A pencil. Is it one thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one pencil. Is it made out of one thing?
No.
No, it's got parts. What are the parts? Just one part at a time.
The eraser.
The eraser, yeah. And that's different from? Yes?
The metal.
The metal ring here, yes. That's different from?
Wood.
The wood. Are you sure this is wood? How do you know it's wood?
Plastic.
It could be plastic. It could be wood. But what is this part, actually? It's paint. Too obvious, I know. You guys are thinking deeper. That's good. To find out what it's made out of, you might have to sharpen it. There you go. He was right. Michael was right. It is wood. I can see it right there. And what's inside?
Lead.
Lead. What's lead?
Something that you write.
Yeah, something that you write with. Okay. It actually comes from the ground. Okay. So you'll notice, if you look around, even in this room or at things that man makes is always made with parts. Right? It's usually never just one thing. It's lots of parts put together to do a job, to make one integrated whole. So this is a great pencil. Okay. Now, why do you think things are made out of parts? Yes. So they don't fall apart. Very good. A pun on words. Hey, very good. Okay. Why else do you think? What's the original reason? If you think way back. Yes.
So they work.
So they work. That's a good answer. Why do you think everything is made out of parts? Who's the original maker?
God.
So do you think it could be because God? That's how God does it. You think so? All right, let's check it out. Okay, let's have this little girl.
Charlotte.
Charlotte,
come here for a minute. You don't have to say anything. Okay. Okay, here we go.
What's this? Charlotte, what is Charlotte? A person. Okay. Is it one person?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Is she one part?
No.
No. Because remember, we've already decided everything that's made is made out of lots of parts. So what parts do you see? Yes?
Flesh.
Flesh. What's another word for that? Skin and stuff. Yeah. What else? What else do you see? Yeah. Hair. What else?
Eyes.
Yes.
The heart.
Can you see the heart?
No,
but how do you know it's there?
It's a part of her.
Yeah, the arms. You're right. Heart is part of her, but it's stuff we can't see. And the arms. Yeah, she's got arms. She's got legs. Okay, thank you very much. So lots of parts that we can see. But there's a bunch of parts we can't see, right? At least not with our eyes. All right. So what if you broke your hand and you went to Dr. D, who's not here today, and he said, yeah, I think it's broken. But what would he have to do to make sure? Yeah.
Yes, he would.
Yeah, he'd get this fancy machine that takes the picture of your insides, and it's an x-ray, and there you go, there's my hand. And can you see where the break is? Anybody see where one of my fingers is broken? I'll give you a clue, it's my ring finger. Yeah, can you see it? Right there. There's a bit of a line there, and this picture tells them, first of all, it tells the doctor that I have bones in my hand. Otherwise, you can't really see them with your eyes. You can kind of feel some hard stuff, but you might not know what that is. You take a picture, you see the bones, and sure enough, there's a broken bone, and then he could do one other thing. He wouldn't necessarily have to use an x-ray. What else? How else could he look in? It's kind of a gross way. What? Yeah, he could cut it open and have a look. Okay. So just because there's things we can't see with our eyes doesn't mean that they're not real, right? You know they're real. For instance, some moms, and maybe one of your moms, would have been pregnant. Do you know what that means? Something's going on. What's going on? Yes. There's a baby in there. How do you know it's a baby? Can you see it? Well, not exactly. You can see something's happening, right? Something's growing. Yes. You can feel it, and the mom can certainly know there's something living in there because it kicks and moves around and splashes and has the hiccups and all kinds of things. So that's real. It would be silly to say, well, I can't see it, so it's not real, would it? Because if you wait long enough, if you wait 9 months, then it would be real. And you'd know that was a baby. Okay. So just because we can't see things with our eyes doesn't mean they're not real. They are. Okay. Now, the Bible teaches that God made us with lots of different parts that work together to make one whole thing. Somebody mentioned that. It's good to have parts because they all work together to make one thing. Okay. Now, some of these parts, what are we looking at? Yeah. Did God make that? What did he make that's on there, though? Light. Color. Sure. Actually, if you think about it hard enough, you'll know that everything, even the stuff that man made, actually God made it, because he made the stuff that you use to make things, right? All right, so light is wonderful. All right, where were we? So the Bible teaches that people, Charlotte, all of us, even the Dali people, right, they're made out of different parts. Now, there's two main sections of parts. The first one, we've already talked about, but it's the stuff we can see. What do you call this all together? What's it called?
Human.
It's a human. Thank you. Yes. What else do we call this part, the outside?
Body.
The body. Yeah, skin is part of the body. Right. So that's the outside. Now, that's the part, this is the bad news, that's the part that dies when your life on earth is finished. Happens to everybody. But is that all there is to people? No, we already know there's parts. So there must be some parts we can't see. And there's two main parts, and they both start with an S, that the Bible talks about, that are also part of being human. Does anybody know? Yes. A soul. Have you ever heard of a soul? Yeah. That's your personality. That's, what else is that? That's your
brain
or mind. Yeah, your thinking, right? That's your yeah, your feelings, your emotions. Yeah, that's all part of the soul. The Bible says we praise God with our soul. Can we see the soul?
No.
Not exactly. But can the soul be expressed? For instance, I'm thinking thoughts now. Can you see them or hear them?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can actually if I tell you. Or if I write it down, then you can see it. So you can see evidence of my soul. The soul is also the part that needs to be saved. Bob talks about saving. Jesus died to save us, and the soul is the part that he needs to save. Okay. How can you see emotions? Can you see emotions? Yeah, actually you can. Where do they show up the most?
In
on your face. That's right. So if I'm really happy, you can see my soul. If I'm really mad, if I'm really excited, if I'm so sad, yeah. So in a way, you can see parts of the soul. All right, there's another S word that the Bible talks about that is somewhere in us, is part of us, that actually the soul is that part that lives forever. It does not die when you die, when your body dies, and this other part doesn't die either when your body dies. What's that? Your spirit. Have you heard of that word? Spirit. Sometimes it's called heart in the Bible. They kind of interchange those words. It's hard to separate it sometimes, but it's just that other part of us that connects with God, right? We communicate with God with our spirit. We worship with our spirit because God is spirit, spirit to spirit. Okay, boys on the bench, just listen, all right. Now, did you know that God has something like a machine, but it's actually a person that works better, much better than an X-ray or even an ultrasound? You know what? An ultrasound can take pictures of babies and things inside you. And I had a picture, but it wasn't very clear, but you can kind of see the baby's head and a foot and an arm, and sometimes you can see the heart pumping. It's called ultrasound. Maybe some of you have one. That's your first picture. Anyway, there is something God has that is even better than that, because they can see right inside our thoughts and our hearts and knows our motives and knows what we're thinking and what we're going to say. What or who is that? Anybody know? Yes? It's Jesus. But how does he do it? It's another part of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit. Yeah, the Holy Spirit can actually see what you're thinking and doing right now. He can see everything that's going on, what you're feeling, all those kind of things. Okay. And somebody said that this morning already. Jesus said we should love God with all our heart or spirit and all our soul and mind, includes the mind, and all our strength, which is symbolic for your body. So all of the parts of you should learn to love God and love others. All right. Now, each of these different parts needs certain things to stay healthy and strong, right? For instance, what does your body need?
Food.
Sorry?
Food?
Yes. Yes. That's a very good thing for your body to stay strong. Food? What else? Water. Yeah, those are really important. What else?
Oxygen.
I was hoping someone would mention that. Yeah, can't live without oxygen. What else?
Exercise.
What else? Yeah, we definitely need God. He gives us the life, but for our body to stay healthy and strong and need certain things. A couple more. How about? We got air. Sometimes it's out there in the sky.
Rain,
yeah, that's true. But what's the opposite of rain? Sun! Yes, we need sunshine. For one, it helps grow the food that we need, you know, but yeah, we need sunshine. Okay, and what else? I know some of you guys don't like this one, but your parents do. Sleep. Our bodies are made to need sleep. So if you don't have those things, you're not going to stay healthy and strong. Okay. How long do you think a person could live without eating food? What's the maximum? How many days? Yeah.
40?
That's pretty close. Yeah. 30? Most of us would not last that long, but medically speaking, if a human adult, means adult, not children, if they are healthy and there's no extreme conditions, like it's not extremely cold or extremely hot, medically speaking, a human adult can live up to 50 days, sometimes a few days more, without food, if they have water. How long do you think a person could live without water? And the number's not that big. Hmm? Just shout it out.
Two, three, one, five.
Okay. Medically speaking, a healthy human adult can go 3 to 5 days without water. But if you are little, or if you are old, really old, older than me, and it's not really hot out there, because if it's really hot, you lose water faster, so it would be less. Yeah, you could, most of us could make it 3 to 5 days. That's not very long, is it? No. Okay, so just like our body needs food and water and things to survive, to stay healthy, do you think the other parts need some stuff too? Yeah, it makes sense that all the parts would need things to keep them healthy and strong. So what kind of things do you think our soul needs? Remember, soul is our mind, our emotions, our personality. What kind of soul food? What would be under the category of soul food? Love, yes. Love is a biggie. Okay, what else? What do you, joy, yeah. Those kind of affect the emotional part. What about your mind part? Have you ever thought that you're feeding your mind? You know, when you go to school, believe it or not, your teachers are actually giving you soul food. Because, you know, to have a healthy mind, you've got to use it. That means learning, studying for tests, all those, what some kids think bad, but maybe now you'll think, when your teacher gives you a test, you'll think, oh, good, I'm getting some soul food. Yeah. So it's important to feed your mind, like good books, and think good thoughts. And what else? Who likes to paint or play an instrument? Or do you? Well, you know what? That's soul food. Because there's something in our soul that needs creative expression. We need to be fed things that are beautiful and creative. And you can do that in lots of ways. But music especially, is amazing soul food. Have you ever thought what life would be like with no music? Yeah. It would be, something would be missing. And our souls, that part of our souls could eventually dry up. We need those kind of things to feed our soul. All right. How long? Or what are some things that our spirit might need? Remember, that's another part of us that's really important. What kind of things do you think? If our soul needs soul food and our body needs body food or physical food, what kind of food does our spirit need? Spiritual food, sure, spirit food. What would that be? It's a little tricky because sometimes you can't see it exactly. Good food, yeah. What kind of good spiritual food? And all right, here's a clue maybe. Sometimes called heavenly food. What do you think? What kind of food comes from directly from God? Food of the Spirit, yeah. Actually, fruit of the Spirit, that's very good. That's produced in us. But yeah, if you think about those kind of things, and where do we learn about those kind of things? The Bible, yeah. So there is actually spiritual food hidden in the Bible. Did you know that? And when you read it, it feeds your spirit, keeps you strong and healthy. Okay. What else? We had some spiritual food this morning. Dudu was up there, and what were we doing? What was the team leading us into? Yes. Worship. Worship is amazing spiritual food. It makes you really strong in your spirit and healthy. Okay. Now, I want to tell you a story that comes from the Bible that actually talks about the different kinds of food we need. to stay healthy and strong. So I'm going to ask my helpers to come up. Okay. Here we go. Jesus, you sit here. This is Jesus today. All right. Very good. All right. All right, here we go. Here's the story. One day, Jesus was on a hill with his disciples. They were kind of wanting to have some just small group time. But lots of people heard he was there, and so crowds came to hear him. And it said that Jesus welcomed the crowds. Is that a kind of food? Remember, you're thinking now. Physical food, soul food, spiritual food. Okay? He welcomed them. And he taught about the kingdom of God. What kind of food is that? Yeah, it's spiritual and soul food, actually. And he healed them. Is that kind of food? Yeah. That's food for your, mainly for your soul. It touches your body, but it's for your soul and your spirit. Yeah, spiritual food. Okay. So it was getting late, and Jesus knew that the people, even though he was giving them lots of soul food and spiritual food, he knew that their bodies needed what kind of food too? Food, yeah. Physical food, yeah. He knew that. So he said,
where can we buy bread for these people to eat?
It would take a year's wages to buy enough bread.
Then Andrew came up with a young child.
Here is a child with 5 rice crackers and 2 cheese sticks. How far will they go among so many?
Okay, but Jesus had a plan because God the Father, that's me, whispered something into his ear. So he took the child's lunch and he raised it up to heaven and he prayed this prayer, which was actually a common Jewish mealtime prayer.
Blessed are you, O Lord and God, King of the universe, who provides seed for the sower and brings forth bread from the earth.
And voila! I'll get you to help hand them out later. Okay. So isn't that amazing how that's called a miracle? But, you know, it's because God knew he made us to need different kinds of food. So Jesus was giving the people soul food and spiritual food for their mind, for their hearts, for their emotions. And then he realized they needed physical food too. So he did this miracle. And actually, in that story, who remembers how many people got fed that day with one little lunch?
5,000.
Yeah, it was more than that because it says 5,000 men. So it wasn't even counting the moms and the kids. That's a lot of people. But God can do anything, right? Because he made everything anyway. So later, after the story, and I'm just about finished, you can all have one of these bags with rice crackers and cheese and take them back to your seats, all right? But let me just tell you what Jesus said after the miracle, and this is really important. All right, what did he say? Okay, he'd gone across the lake, and his disciples were looking for him because they'd just seen this amazing miracle, and they want to see more, I guess. And Jesus says a very interesting thing. He says, you know what? I think you're looking for me because you ate physical food. But he says, there's something more important than that. Don't work for food that spoils, but for spiritual food that endures forever, which I will give you. Then he said, I am the bread of life. That was one of Jesus' I am statements. He who feeds on me will live forever because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your ancestors ate manna and died, but whoever feeds on this bread that I will give will live forever. Now, that's a big concept, but let's break it down. How do we get strength and nourishment from physical food? Is it okay just to look at it? If my body was really, really hungry and I was saying, oh, look at that nice food, would that help me? No. What would help me? You eat it. How do you eat it? Yeah. You put it in your mouth and chew on it, yeah. And then you swallow. And it goes down in there somewhere. Can't see it, can you? After you put it in your mouth, you can't see it, but it's doing all kinds of things. And eventually, all of a sudden, I'll feel stronger, right? Okay. How do you think we feed on Jesus to get strength and nourishment for our soul and spirit? Do we... Yeah. We read the Bible. We believe His Word. Yeah. We pray. We get it into us. We chew on it. How do you chew on the Bible? You tear out a page and... No. You actually use your mind to chew on the Word. And your spirit with faith. You mix it with faith and then, guess what? Your soul and spirit get stronger. What would happen if you didn't do that a lot? I think it could get weaker and weaker and weaker. But that's not what God wants. God wants us to be strong in all our parts, in our body, in our soul, our mind, our emotions, our spirit. So we should make sure to get good spiritual food, soul food, every day, right? Because do you have food every day? Sure, most of us do. Now, in some countries, they don't, unfortunately. But to stay healthy, you do. Okay. Did you hear that song we sang? Mrs. Bugling started a song. It's called The Lord's Prayer. And there's a line in there that says, "Give us today our daily bread." You know, I heard a song this morning. It was a current version of the Lord's Prayer, and it says, "Give us today the food we need to live, to be healthy and strong and alive." So what kinds of foods are those? First, there's physical food, then soul food, and then spiritual food or heavenly food. And who gives us that? God. And because Jesus said He was the bread of life. That's right. Very good. Okay. You can come up for one of these. There we go. All right. Oh, lots.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Who else needs one? You're welcome. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, giving thanks is good soul food for me.
Very good. Oh, somebody lost their shoes up here. Well, thank you, Margaret. Jesus, our life. How many of us are like that crowd who loves it when Jesus provides for our physical needs and keeps seeking Him for our physical needs? And Jesus is saying to us, hey, yes, these things are great, but actually I'm the bread of life from heaven. If you eat of me, I'll give you eternal life. Right? So many times we're seeking God like those crowds and saying, wouldn't it be great if He did another miracle, provided another house for us, provided more money for us. But Jesus says, don't work. Don't pour out your life for the temporary things. Yet pour out your time and energy for the eternal things.